I'm a woman possessed, and all I can think about is holding his cock inside me and never letting go. I want to be controlled by his cock. I've never felt this way. I couldn't be more certain, and I've never been this turned on. I reach down and feel his crotch. And this is what I love about Jack. I never have to wait for him to get hard. Never have to waste time teasing a limp cock into action. As soon as I make a move, it's always there, ready and waiting and willing, as if through auto-suggestion, and so fucking hard. I yank off his trousers and underwear in one frenzied motion. I have it in my hand now, and I disengage my mouth from his, but only so I can look him in the eyes and say, I want your cock. I want to fuck your cock with my mouth. And I'm not seeking his permission. I'm not asking, I'm telling. I'm not begging, I'm taking. And he doesn't have a choice. I slide down his body, still holding him, only letting go to change my grip. I'm on my knees in front of him, and I pull his penis down firmly, like a lever, so it's at the perfect right angle with his body, and perfectly level with my mouth. I sink the head into my mouth ever so slowly. The whole head. Closing my lips around it tight. I withdraw and tease him with my tongue. Then take him into me again, a little deeper this time, advancing along the shaft. Then withdraw, teasing. And I tell him what he wants to hear. I tell him, your hard cock feels so good in my tight little mouth. It tastes so good. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? I don't wait for an answer. I push his cock up flat against his belly and hold it in place as I lick from the bottom of his balls all around the sack, flicking his balls with my tongue, sucking one and then the other, then lapping along the shaft like a brush stroking a canvas, until I get to the tip, and I lick it, and spit on it and pump it with my hand, looking him right in the eye. I can see that he's overwhelmed, and I know he's at my mercy. I open my mouth wide, so I can take him all the way, drawing in enough air to fill my lungs, as if I'm about to dive underwater, drawing his length into me slowly, curling my tongue around to cradle the head, stroking the underside of his cock as it slips inside. As I do, I can feel myself getting wet. I hold him there until I feel him quiver, then withdraw. He's still connected to me by a thick, pearly string of sputum that hangs between us and coats the tip of his cock like a snow-capped mountain. I look at the spit that joins us and imagine it's my pussy opening up like a flower and the sticky white juices adhering to the lips. I come up gasping for air and pump my hand hard and fast along his shaft, sheathing it with a film of spit while I catch my breath and prepare to go under again. I bob forward in rapid little movements, open my throat and spear myself on his cock, feeling his engorged, fleshy head press against the back of my throat, his cock filling my mouth. I imagine it deep inside my hot, wet pussy, and I can feel that my panties are soaked all the way through. I feel his hands slip through my hair as I wait for him to clasp the back of my skull, holding it steady as he thrusts, one short, sharp, final thrust deeper into me. This is what I want to happen. This is what I imagine ahead of time. I'll hear him groan as he unloads into the back of my throat, and then he'll be at a loss for words, except fuck and yeah. I'll take hit after hit after hit, hot and thick and sugar sweet, sliding down my throat. And his cum, it won't stop. I'll feel like I'm going to drown.